Okay, hello, and welcome to this month's episode of Innovations in Education, where we here at eSchool News explore the transformative stories and initiatives shaping the landscape of learning. I'm your host, Kevin Hogan, and today we have a terrific journey to share with you, one that involves turning underachieving Title I schools into overachieving success stories. Now imagine a principal who has not only flipped the narrative, but also transform the culture and climate of their schools, fostering an environment where every student can thrive. It was my pleasure to speak with Dr. Cynthia Wise, the principal and chief academic officer for the charter branch of Waco ISD in Texas. Dr. Wise's approach goes beyond traditional methods. She created something called the Culture Conscious Campus Model. It's a groundbreaking instructional model approved by the Texas Education Agency Commission. This model has demonstrated proven results in increasing academic success, not only for African-American students, but for all students from low socioeconomic backgrounds, irrespective of their race or ethnicity. Dr. Wise's impact is proven in the data. She has successfully turned around three Title I schools to earn an A rating. At the beginning of the last school year, a significant percentage of her third graders were below their reading levels. But by the end of the year, Dr. Wise and her team achieved a remarkable 26% improvement in reading proficiency among those students. In this conversation, we delve into the facets of Dr. Wise's story, the reputation she's earned, the remarkable increase in reading achievement, and the groundbreaking model that she created. Have a listen. Okay, Dr. Wise, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time and looking forward to your insights.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me. This is indeed an honor and a pleasure.
Well, I think we can just dive right into it. You know, you have doing a lot of work over the past several years, I think since 2019 when your model was first kind of unleashed. And I want to ask you, at that time, that was before COVID, and I am assuming that a lot of things have happened since then, but let's get started where the inspiration for your model and from when your work springs from.
Well, the Culture Conscious Campuses model and the WISE instructional framework, it evolved from my belief that it's never the children's fault. It is ours. If children aren't learning, it's because teachers aren't teaching them the way they should be taught in order to master the curriculum. And we as adults are not doing our part to put systems and structures in place so that students can thrive.
And so, you know, that's something that is a problem that I know from my reporting, and it is society-wide. I mean, there seems to be a recognition of it, but then how do you tackle it? And how do you go from that concept and the worries of those problems and turn it into something that is a day-to-day practice in the classroom? It seems like that's something that you've been able to do. So share with us some of those insights.
Yeah, Kevin, I've spent my entire career working at Title I schools, children that are in poverty. And I'm known across the state of Texas for reaching the African-American child. But this model is for any student that is struggling. I believe that we have a moral and legal obligation to bring out of our children what already exists within them. I don't believe that a student's zip code should determine the quality of education they receive. 65% of the children that are entering school today, they will end up working in jobs that don't exist yet because the future of the economy is in STEM, and that's where the jobs of tomorrow will be. For an example, AI. So how do we prepare our students for that? Oftentimes when I take over struggling schools, And that's primarily what I do, turn around schools, I'm oftentimes presented with the scenario of white flight. And I said to people, it's not just white flight, it's really middle class flight. Those parents that can afford to get out of a toxic system, they do. But the students that I serve, their parents don't have a choice. So we have to do our job in turning these schools around. And there is a sense of urgency. 5% of the students that are in poverty, the research is clear, only 5% of those students will get out of poverty if we don't educate them. When you're dealing with children in poverty, children at Title I schools, they don't have the luxury of generational wealth, the luxury of someone is going to lead them a business, they're going to inherit a business. I mean, we spend time helping family members bury their loved ones, right? And so, first of all, it starts with you have to like the children that you teach. I believe it was Diana Day that said, children don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So you have to like and love the children that you teach. There is a sense of urgency. So we start with empowering our leaders, that we refocus them on their vision and mission, skills and knowledge that are necessary to grow teachers' leaders. Because principals cannot do this work alone. You have to have a strong team of teacher leaders and, of course, your administrative team around you. And so, in other words, we build leadership capacity. That's where we start. You have to put those systems and processes in place that would transform the school culture. So that's what makes the CCC model, the Culture Conscious Campuses model, so successful. But you have to also align culture with a strong academic program. So that's where we start with leadership, because leadership does matter. And Kevin, you know, the research is very clear. A strong school culture is an important foundation for student achievement and growth. It helps you retain more teachers, and you get better student achievement in both reading and math. And within building a strong school culture, you have to have strong student-teacher relationship. This will fuel student engagement. This also motivates students. And you also have to have a culture of high expectations, right? Students have to have a sense of belonging in their learning environment. This also, if there's a culture of high